I was just doing my job. That's the quote of the week from the viral video of the week coming to us nearly live from the O'Hare runway, even receiving what's now standard as the Presidential Gold Star, a Twitter retweet and attaboy from President Trump himself. A ramp worker at Chicago's famously busy O'Hare Airport, Jorge Manilong, jumped to action this week as a beverage cart with a bad accelerator spun wildly, over and over again, getting perilously close to careening into the nose of a nearby plane. As passengers waited glued to the terminal windows and fellow runway baggage workers stood powerless, Manilong dodges the cart, moves off screen, and returns with a red belt loader, knocking the drink cart flat just before that plane crash, contact that would make any Saints defensive lineman proud. Pride, though, isn't high on the list of Manilong and his reactions. I was just doing my job. The father of two native Chicagoan described the event now viewed more than 18 million times. It's moments like these, bravery from commitment, fidelity bringing into action, that can help us understand our seemingly disconnected gospel this morning. How do the two parts come together? Faith the size of a mustard seed for large returns. We are unprofitable servants. We have done what we were obliged to do. In one way, both rise and fall on God's activity, God's control, God's power. Our response to His, always His, first movement. In another way, though, Jesus' words are united by the importance of our participation in God's saving activity. We might just be servants. We might just be doing our job. We might feel that we normally are about quiet, mundane tasks, prayer, sacrifice, forgiveness, over and over and over again, behind the scenes and in our hearts. But what's really going on? Ours can feel like that day shift of a baggage handler yet again. Repeated tasks, part of a very larger whole. But look at what we're doing, even more significant than saving a wayward drink cart, I would propose. Our commitment to service, our little bit of the greater whole, our response to God's grace is powerful. Mulberry trees into the sea, powerful. That's what unites Jesus' words. That's what we see from the O'Hare runway. That's hopefully what we know in our lives. We have our chance, again today, to do a little bit that God can use. The fidelity of our service that suddenly can appear very powerful. We're just doing our jobs this Sunday morning, but what a job it is. Two questions from this. Hold on to the one that speaks louder to you this morning. What is one of my baggage cart moments? A glimpse into the power that God can work even through little me, can work in my life or as I help the life of another. That's one. Hold on to that gratitude if that's your question. The other option, when have I been one of those other baggage handlers, unprepared or unwilling to take that little servant step? What is a way that God is inviting me to grow in servant fidelity so that when that moment does come, I might be able to respond better, my mustard seed revealing God's great design? We're just doing our job, but what a job it is. May our faith and action grow ever closer together. God can do much with a faithful servant.